In a fast-paced world, sometimes the details of stories get overlooked. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we're talking about how faith communities are coming together in response to arson, social and family pressures, and what role the hope of Christ plays in shaping the context of what you're about to hear. So faith communities in St. Louis, Missouri are rattled, but they're undaunted. Michelle Higgins has been working with the Black Lives Matter campaign in that area, and she explains that within a 10-day period,
7 different churches have been targeted by arsonists. The police currently have no suspects, but these churches are either predominantly African-American and in the downtown or north parts of our city.
There are fears that the arsons could trigger more race riots in the region. So prayer is a key factor in response. As to whether or not the issue is race or religious freedom, Higgins says,
our concern at this point is that it's basically an attack on some of the good kingdom building work that our churches have been up to in St. Louis.
So yes, the fires have been disruptive, but
disruptive in a healthy way, in a startling way, that actually deepens our faith and forces us to repent and to respond.
Higgins is also a speaker at InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Urbana 15 Student Mission Conference in December. And as U.S. Christians unify in their faith, young Christians in Egypt are defending theirs. Since the Arab uprisings began in 2011, Youssef Yaqub has seen his generation question the meaning of life and God. In a story shared by Reach Beyond, Youssef and others are publicly defending their faith. They're putting themselves at risk to speak at events and make videos for the public. And they're answering the hard questions where solid answers are few. Would you pray for wisdom for the Egyptian church? You're listening to Mission Network News. MNN's Ronnie Rock has a report for us from Honduras.
Honduras has joined the growing trend to close public orphanages, focusing on family reunification and private group homes to provide care for vulnerable children. Sadly, too few caseworkers and too little infrastructure can't effectively care for those in need. Often, children are returned back to homes where abuse and neglect are the norm. But one organization believes the gaps can be filled. Austin South, Orphan Outreach Honduras director, shares.
It begins with effective evaluation and then fills the gaps with the full continuum of care, from healthy family preservation and reunification to foster care and domestic adoption. We believe every private home should include these elements.
Orphan Outreach is diligently working with the Honduran government and ministry partners, but the road is a long one and your prayers are needed to bring about child-centered change. From Honduras, this is Ronnie Rock with Mission Network News.
And while children in Honduras are losing hope, something similar is happening in the United Kingdom. Despite its long religious history, people are abandoning the church and becoming pretty indifferent to God's word. Biblica's Carl Moeller says,
just because we have, in a place like England, a church that's been around for literally hundreds of years since the Reformation, most of the churches in the state church, they're not teaching the word of God. They're not exposing people to the word of God in the way that brings life.
But Biblica is working to change that. They're translating God's word for different countries around Europe in a way that will resonate with the different cultures.
We tailor the scriptures to the needs of that community by means of formatting the Bible, by means of other materials inside and around the meta text around the Bible to help address certain needs of those communities.
And the Bible can give answers all over the world. In Mexico, stress is rising among families and causing breaks in relationships. For example, the Castellanos family was struggling and getting frustrated because they didn't have enough time together. But Buckner International offered workshops that helped to repair the relationships and put their focus back on God. Now the Castellanos are inspiring others to take a second look at relationships in their family and communities. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. With all of the bad news that you hear coming from the Middle East, it's easy to overlook God's work in these areas. But with your gift, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's the story of a jihad survivor who shares his journey from revenge to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link provided at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.